Too many athletes are stuck in an endless cycle of skill work, showcases, and games, while completely neglecting the one thing that could take their performance to the next level, athletic development. In this episode, we're breaking down why building strength, speed, and power is a real key to success in any sport, and how ignoring it is leading to more injuries and stalled progress. If you want to dominate the game, it's time to train like an athlete and not just a skill specialist. My name's Liam Beard. I'm joined here with Tony Janusa. We are the co-owners of Powerhouse Fitness and Performance and Shirts, and today we're going to be talking about building the motor in athletes. Tony, what does building the motor in an athlete look like to you?
I think just building the motor for an athlete is like laying the foundation and having something to build off of for your sport, right? So let's try to separate things. Let's put sports over here with your skills. You know, me with a baseball background, I'll label it this way. This is your pitching practice. This is your hitting practice. And then let's talk about our athletic development over here. Okay, so that's our training like we do here at Powerhouse. So one can affect the other. And if we do one of too much on one side, talking about the skill development stuff, and we're not really like helping our athletic development, that's going to create a plateau for us as an athlete. So think about it like you may have the best looking swing. You may have a swing like Ken Griffey Jr. And you could square up the ball, you know, barrel it, and it's not going to go anywhere, but maybe right out of the infield. Sure. That's if we don't have, you know, the motor behind actually hitting the ball and having the strength power to actually drive the ball into the outfield. So kind of what we're talking about today is, you know, reinforcing why athletic development is so important and how that can actually take your skill development to the next level. So think of it this way. We have a small bucket, right? And that's our, let's take this as athlete one. So a small bucket that is filled up with a bunch of skill work, okay? So the small bucket is gonna be our athletic development or our motor. Athlete number two has a massive bucket, right? So he trains all the time. He's training 3, 4, 5 days a week, getting stronger, more powerful, faster. And the same amount of skill work that athlete one does, that's gonna fill their bucket way more than athlete two. So if we are able to build that motor and have something, a bigger platform to build off of, we're gonna our ceiling is gonna be way higher because we actually have that foundation that we built off of, the strength, the speed, everything is gonna carry over and it's gonna work in unison a lot better.
Right, so basically you're saying in order to build that bucket, right, that's where you're gonna want the athletic development. So this, the strength and conditioning, the speed work, because when that bucket, when you have a bigger bucket or a bigger motor, the skill work isn't going to take up so much of the athlete's energy, basically, right, and like time and
right.
No, it makes sense. I know we've kind of seen this a lot with a lot of different athletes where, you know, they're putting so much work, and don't get me wrong, the skill work is important. When it gets to a certain point, you need that. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the strength or the speed or the power or the size even to like stand out, then I mean, it, all the skill work in the world isn't going to help that much.
Right. So it's been like 15 years since I've played travel ball. And even back then they were still kind of getting into, you know, the showcase, the, you know, extra lessons on top of your practices and stuff like that. And in those showcases, you were running 60s, you were hitting, obviously, and then you were throwing for velocity to see how hard you could throw the ball from the outfield, across the infield, stuff like that. And I think in these past 15 years, it's honestly gotten, you know, even worse. Like, people are just looking at numbers rather than watching kids play baseball. Now, the problem with that is if you are not in the gym getting stronger, getting faster, getting more powerful by lifting weights, sprinting, doing all the things necessary to become a better athlete, how are we getting any better in the showcase, right? Like, so if we're not in here working on acceleration, working on top end speed, how are we going to run a better 60?
Right.
Right? We're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, just hoping that as we get older, we get faster.
Yeah.
When we should be building that bucket, kind of what we were talking about, that way we can then run faster 60s. And then same thing, like throwing medicine balls or squatting, deadlifting, right, doing our cleans, that's going to make us a better hitter. So we have some pop when we hit the ball. You know, having a great looking swing and then actually having a forceful, powerful swing that does damage when you hit the ball. Those are two different things. Those are two different things that college coaches are going to be looking at. And, you know, if you dive a little bit deeper into, you know, looking at today's kind of college game with the transfer portal, coaches are looking for guys who are physically mature and mentally mature. If you don't look like you can play D1 baseball and that is your dream, you have work to do. And that goes for any level. That goes for D1, D2, D3, JUCO. There's dudes at every single level. And if you think you can just take it easy now and then work on it when you get there, you're going to be sadly mistaken. So don't get me wrong. You have to do your lessons. You have to do your stuff on the side outside of practice. I'm just saying there is a great chance to raise your ceiling by training more often and training more intensely and building that engine as an athlete.
Right. I think something important to touch on too is going back to like the JUCO and the college athletes, and like a lot of these coaches now, and we've heard other people talk on this before, but can you kind of touch on how these coaches are kind of looking for the already developed players, right? Like they're not like recruiting these guys straight out of high school anymore. They're letting these guys develop. But if you're coming out of high school already developed with that base, like it's a game changer, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, look at what's going on in college sports today. People are getting paid. You can transfer essentially whenever you want. Who's to say you're a 17, 18 year old, you know, going into college, you know, the A&Ms, the Texas, the LSUs, they can go get a guy who's transferring in, who's already 21, 22 years old, who hit 15 home runs last year to take that spot that you had wanted. So I think getting yourself into position is way harder nowadays, because you do have to be able to fill out the uniform. You do have to perform at a super high level if you want to play early as a freshman in college, no matter the level. There's dudes everywhere. You have to put the work in early. And even if, you know, you're going to, you know, just start working on your fitness and your performance right now, the earlier the better. And I'm talking like youth down to, you know, elementary school, grooving those patterns, making sure your foundation is set properly. And then in the middle school, you start adding a little bit more weight and start learning new movements. So by the time you get into high school, we're really building on those foundations that we worked on. And then when it's time to get recruited, all of our, you know, strategies that we implement here at Powerhouse are going to, you know, pay off in you hopefully getting to the next level like you want to.
Right. I think one of the big things that we want to do in the environment we've kind of built at Powerhouse is getting our guys ready for a collegiate weight room and a collegiate strength and conditioning program and what that looks like, right? Starting all the way from our young guys, building that base foundation, learning how to squat, learning how to hinge, learning how to move their body in space and balance, starting at that young age. And like Tony said, we're building our way up through middle school and then into high school. We're really getting those guys prepared for that collegiate environment, because when you get there, it is a whole different ball game. Compared to like high school weight room and stuff like that. So we try to build an environment here at Powerhouse where you are going to have a feeling for that college weight room by the time you get there.
Yeah, and I want to talk about kind of the youth athletes right now. It's, you know, we go talking about the foundations of training. And I think when kids first come in here, a lot of the time they do not know how to squat, right? They hardly know what a hinge is. Every single movement pattern that we see, there's a little something wrong with it. That's our job to fix that. And then, so let's say we continue, you know, operating where we're at. We don't build that athletic bucket that we were talking about earlier. Those lessons that you're doing, you know, you're going to fill your bucket so quick that no matter how many lessons you do, you're going to wonder why am I not hitting the ball any harder?
Right.
So even as these youth athletes, as you're developing your game, you still need to be learning the principles and the basics of strength training.
Yeah, for sure. I think a big one that we see a lot with younger athletes when they come in, which is no one's fault. This is just how they're you're a kid, right? Like, but balance, I think, is a big one that we can see almost immediately. And if you have, and this is kind of moving on to a tangent of like youth athletes, but like if we really like to focus in on that balance by doing like single leg jumps and single leg drills and a lot of unilateral training to help with that balance aspect, because no matter what sport you're playing or what you're doing, being able to like stabilize on one leg will, you will gain huge strides in whatever sport you're playing. But that's just something I want to touch on.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I'm going to relate a lot of stuff to baseball. Balance is super important, whether it's hitting, pitching, getting yourself in position to field. I like that you brought up balance, just because it's such a critical, you know, component to baseball, you know, basketball, football, any sport, you name it. So I think that's going to go ahead and end this episode of the Powerhouse Quickcast. Again, thank you guys for joining us. If you're interested in training with us, join us at our website at powerhousefitnesstx.com and book your free intro. Can't wait to see you guys. Stay strong.